Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Tomorrow evening at the Harry and Rose Samson Family Jewish Community Center in Whitefish Bay, an exhibit of the work of more than 20 artists will open. The Milwaukee Jewish Artists Laboratory created the exhibition called Living Waters. It's the result of the group's year-long communal exploration on the theme of water and Jewish identity.
It's the fourth year the organization has mounted a group show. The artists work in media as diverse as painting, photography, metals, and playwriting. And it was that playwright who started it all 4 years ago. Jody Hirsch joins me in the studio now, along with Mark Tasman from the Digital Arts and Culture Program at UWM, and with photographer Helene Fishman. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
So tell me about this art exhibit and the group that has put this together. It's year four now.
This is year four.
Yeah.
5 years ago, actually, I put in a grant request to the Covenant Foundation, which is a big foundation in New York City that gives grants to educational projects. And so what I pitched was what I'm calling the Jewish Artist Laboratory. And what it is a group of artists. This year we have 22 artists that meet together twice a month. And we study a theme from all different points of view, including intensely Jewish points of view and maybe more general one. The theme this year is water. And at the end of the year, which is coming up, we have an exhibit of the work of the artist that's based on what we've been talking about all year, namely water.
And so, Mark and Helene, how did you get involved in doing this?
I started, I guess, in the first year as a member, participant of the lab. And then this year in the fall, I started as the arts facilitator, which means I
– you have to do all the work?
Yeah.
Well, more than he thought he could
Yes,
do.
More than I thought. But yeah, I try to get people to engage. Sometimes it's over the text, but really try to engage with some kind of activity, whether it's a writing activity, whether it's conceptual or mental, or actually making something in the space where we're meeting.
And Helene?
I actually got connected to the Jewish Artists Lab from California, where I had a home base of Jewish artists. And Nancy Katz was a close friend of mine, is a close friend of mine, who relocated to the East Coast. And my Jewish arts community in California started to splinter. And when I moved to Milwaukee, I was really hoping to be able to connect. And she introduced me to Jody, who told me about the Jewish Artists Lab. And it was, for me, relocating to a new place. The Jewish Artists Lab gave me this really wonderful grounding point where I could feel like home and got to know people who have a real variety of different artistic practices, from metals to sculpture to poetry to music. And it was a place I felt immediately welcomed.
So, Jody, as you're saying, sometimes you look at the subjects in a particularly Jewish way, and it's a way of exploring identity. How does that manifest in the art?
Well, you have to come to the exhibit. But, you know, we talk from all different angles. So, for example, we looked at the very beginning of Genesis. And by the way, the artists are all Jewish, but some are religious, some are not religious at all. So it's we can say that we're stressing the cultural. So in the beginning of the Bible, it talks about the Spirit of God hovering over the face of the waters. Now, that's really interesting. If you ask most people, they'll say, well, the beginning of Genesis is about God creating everything in the universe from nothing. But if you read the Bible itself, you see that it's a pre-existing element. So we talked about, well, what does that mean that this primal element is water? You know, and other times we might look at a video clip or something, you know, a painting that reflects water in a certain way. We even had a geologist talk to us about what flash floods are all about, especially in the Negev Desert in Israel. So we're trying to look at it from as many points of view as possible. And the art itself is really diverse. We have photographers, we have poets, I'm a playwright myself, we have painters, there's a silversmith. There are two architects. And so, you know, everyone kind of interprets it according to their own sort of plug-in to being Jewish and also to their own sort of exploration of what water is and how it can work in their medium.
So, Mark, what does water mean for you after this year of exploration?
It's interesting. One of the first things I think in that first week when we were talking about the sort of conundrum of water is a pre-existing element. There were stories in the scientific community about the water on Earth being extraterrestrial, that it came from comets. or other things hitting the planet. But I think anytime we can talk about something like water, something so elemental, it makes me think about what culture is in particular. So sort of a broader definition, art is, I think, of a kind of technology of culture to sort of spread and share that information.
Well, and water is such an interesting medium, too, because it can be so many different things.
Yeah, I agree. I've always been drawn to the dynamism of water and rain as a primal element, and I wanted to put something into this show that really showcased water as something that facilitates change. You know, you see water a lot in Jewish rituals, and certainly in the agricultural experience, it plays a primary role. So the piece that I'm putting in is a photograph that I took in Hot Springs National Park when I was an artist in residence there. And when I arrived at the park, it was really hot. It was in November, and all of the trees were replete with these beautiful orange and red leaves. And I was doing a photographic artist residency, so I was wandering around and taking pictures through these mountain ranges. And then one night, unexpectedly, there was a massive rain shower and a thunderstorm. And the next day, the temperature dropped 20 degrees, all of the leaves were on the ground, and Gulfa Creek, which I was staying by, was rushing unbelievably past. You could hear it from my cabin. So I went out and I positioned my camera on a tripod on a rock, and then I just kept the lens open to allow for the motion of the water to sort of speak to what I had just experienced, you know, the night before with my head under the covers listening to the thunder and the lightning. But it was also incredibly refreshing in what rain can do to transition the seasons. It's like a coming of age for the earth.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you say, it plays such an important part in the cultural rituals, too. You're all Jewish. Everyone in this is Jewish. Why is it so important to talk about or have this experience as Jews and as Jewish artists? What are you hoping that the rest of us take from that?
Well, I think the one thing that we've really succeeded even far beyond what I imagined is we're really creating this community of artists. And I found – I'll let them speak for them – but I found that most people find this a very powerful thing. You can be working on Jewish subject matter or not, and yet Jewish artists feel a connection to each other. We've had artists who have never really talked to other Jewish artists before, and so they find that to be a pretty – amazing. And this particular group is so diverse, different kinds of people, different sensibilities, different media. It's been creating this community, which is a lot of support for each other. It's been fantastic, I think. Of course, I directed it, but I think it's really great.
Yeah. Helene and I were talking on the way over here today about this idea of a Jewish identity and an identity as an artist. And for me, they're inseparable. They can't really be teased apart. So for as long as I can remember being alive, I had the sense that I was Jewish, and I also had a sense that I was an artist too. When I was 5, I sold 2 paintings to my grandmother for $5 each. I don't think I offered them for sale, but she saw that I was moved by the impulse. One of them was the Ground of Life, I called it, and the other was the Sky of Colors. So I had a very sort of innate sense of what it meant to be creative, but also sort of in touch with just identity as a Jewish person, and that being Jewish also meant being a person first and foremost. That's just the way I think about life. In fact, I think I probably became an artist because I was Jewish or maintained a kind of connection to Jewish identity and spirituality because I'm an artist.
We were talking about identity in terms of choice, Mark and I, on the way over, because I had a great discussion with my hairstylist this morning, and I was telling him he didn't realize that I was a Jewish artist. He knew that I was an artist. And so when I told him that, he sort of said, well, good for you, in a way, as though these were, you know, a collection of things that I had chosen to be. And my visceral response was, well, I can't help it. You know, that's who I am. It's not a choice. And he's gay, and he brought up the idea of choice, and he said, you know, well, you know, it's not like you can't choose to be gay. You can choose to be Jewish. You can choose to convert. You can choose to study and convert and be Jewish. So it's not like the same kind of lack of choice that I experience. And I thought that was actually a really interesting entry point into what it means to be Jewish and what it means to be an artist. Because for me, I feel like both of those things are very inextricably a part of my DNA. And being a person who was born Jewish, I carry with me in my DNA the lineage and the experience of, as an American Jew, being a Holocaust survivor, having an identification with all of the persecutorial histories that go along with being Jewish in a way that you wouldn't necessarily choose if you were just converting to Judaism to celebrate, the rituals and participate in the everyday life. So there's something that is very deep that has to do with both joy and tragedy equally about being Jewish. And that comes out, I think, in my artwork.
Yeah. And it sounds like what you're saying is that, just like Mark, it's not a choice. They are woven together and aren't to be pulled apart in any way, shape or form. And Jody, is that true for you as well?
Absolutely. Well, even when I was a teenager, I was very active in my Jewish youth group, and it's always been an integral part of who I am. And I lived in Israel. I speak fluent Hebrew. I mean, there's just so many elements of who I am and what I am that it's absolutely true. I couldn't separate those two. Although all of my work as a playwright isn't necessarily Jewish, but there's always something. You know, it might be a Jewish character. It might be a political idea that I think is particularly – that I feel strongly about because I'm Jewish. But yes, I would say, just like the other two said, it's just inextricable from who I am, I think.
The model of this is something that has now grown past Milwaukee, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so what's happening with that?
When I put the proposal into the Covenant Foundation, they loved it and they wanted us to do it as a pilot only in Milwaukee. And then the second and third years, we opened it up to Minneapolis and Madison. And I just got – they are so happy with this project that they encouraged me actually to put in another grant, which is going to expand it to another three cities. So this coming school year, we're going to be doing it also in Kansas City and in Chicago. So we'll have five sites, and then the following year, yet one more site.
Are you two going to be part of this expansion as well, or is your – participation just with this?
Well, we're here in Milwaukee, but when we get together with the other cities, we
– you're there too.
We get together, yeah.
So you're part of the group in general, not just for this one exhibition.
Right, okay. Right.
You know, what's interesting about the lab expansion and the lab existence really is that it is an opportunity for artists who have this dual identity of being Jewish and artists to really focus on the aspect of them that is Jewish. But many of the artists in our lab, and certainly I know Madison and Minneapolis, and we'll see how the lab expands, but many of us do work in the art world that's not Jewish. And what's interesting about that is the ways in which we perpetuate a Jewish ideology without doing a religious practice, if that makes sense. So the way that we translate what's important to us into an artistic manifestation, it can be really rewarding to tap in really, really literally to what it means to be Jewish, I think. And that's what sort of brings us together in the lab context.
Right. It kind of separates. You've got an art practice that all of you have, but then this, we go back to what Jody was saying, that specificity. You know, so you've got both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that there are other aspects of this as our identity. You know, I think that people love, especially this Midwestern cohort, they just love talking together. And we have, you know, a Facebook page and people communicate with each other, because there's the other thing too. What does it mean to be an artist in the Midwest? You know, so much of culture focuses on New York and on the West Coast. So what does that mean also? So it's a place, a very safe place for people to talk about just anything that really affects their lives, both as artists and as Jews, and whatever confluence there is or ways that their work is different. It's been great.
Well, I want to thank all three of you for coming in and telling us a little bit about this.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Jody Hirsch is a Milwaukee-based playwright and the founder of the Milwaukee Jewish Artists Laboratory. Mark Tasman is an artist and the coordinator of the Digital Arts and Culture Program at UWM. And Helene Fishman is a photographer and graduate student at UWM.
The Living Waters exhibit opens tomorrow night at the Harry and Rose Sampson Family Jewish Community Center in Whitefish Bay and remains up until the end of July.